This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
One quick thing and then another quick thing.
Okay.
The first thing is, shout out to sports teams. I have a message for you. Stop breaking news on a Saturday night. It's super annoying. I just think in the business we're in, don't do that. Don't do that. It doesn't give the world the chance to react accordingly. And obviously, I'm talking about Deebo Samuel. And I'll tell you exactly where I was. I was in a mall in Corte Madera.
Oh, wow.
And I got the notification from the Underdog app.
Were you in the village or were you in the town center?
I was at the village.
Okay.
On this particular one. For those of you who speak Corte Madera,
right?
You know which side of the freeway that
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
I was in the village, getting the Starbucks, coming on out. My daughter's poking around Urban Outfitters or whatever. And I get the Underdog notification sensation. Mm. Deebo Samuel traded to the Washington Commanders. And I got to tell
Cha-ching!
You, we knew it was coming.
Yep.
Of some sort. We knew the parting was coming. We have talked it out. We've all sort of said our opinions. It was still jarring.
Yeah.
It was very jarring to see in print. Deebo Samuel joins the Commanders.
The finality. I wasn't really that jarred, but the fact that it had happened and now it's put out there and it's a fifth round pick and he's going to the Commanders. I did have that same kind of experience, which was like, yeah, we knew it was coming, but once you see it and it's Schefter and it's confirmed, blue check mark and the rest of it, it's like, okay, this is it.
Yep.
It's done.
Yep.
Now who's your wide receiver? Because Ayuk is out until, who knows, I'm guessing probably October 1st. Well, could be sooner.
He might not even be a Niner. I mean,
exactly.
We'll
we don't know.
That goes.
But who's your receiver? You got Jennings and you got Pearsall and you got Cowing, and that's not good enough.
That's
if you want to be a really good competitive team, and you look what Philly did with their two top receivers, they didn't even really need him in the Super Bowl, but you have him. And the Niners right now, no more Deebo, and you hope McCaffrey comes back and he's able to be McCaffrey again, but it just adds another question mark to this Niner team.
Well, I mean, look, it's a conversation for a different day. I would love to see Davante Adams on the 49ers this year. I think it's complicated. There's a lot of financial aspects to that, but I think that he would love to either be a Niner or a Ram. I think he's leaving the Jets. I think the 49ers have a lot of draft capital, may not need to use it. We'll see if they just wait for him to be cut. But I would love to see Davante Adams' presence in that locker room and his abilities on the field. But largely a different conversation for a different day. I just want to say this about the Deebo Samuel situation. One of these is a compliment to the Niners, and one of them is not. Very much so. The compliment to the Niners is, look, when you make a mistake in life, get out of it as soon as possible. It's not going to be pretty, and this was not pretty. Deebo Samuel for a fifth-round pick, when, let's be real, he's fetching you nowhere lower than a second if you did this last summer. This is not a good turnout for the 49ers. However, you ended up in this bucket. We all understand how you got here. And so once you're in this bucket, to get anything at all for Deebo Samuel, to get a fifth rounder, which is a round where they've done very well in the past, to get a fifth rounder and admit the mistake and move on as quickly as possible, I think is the only way to handle this. The criticism, though, is, boy, you really messed last summer up. I want the Niners to hear that loud and clear. My God, you messed last summer up. So bad, especially in this position room. For you to dance with both of these receivers leading up to the draft with trade rumors, then hold both of them, then have Brandon Ayuk drag this whole thing through the offseason, then give him everything he wants, then take a beat, 3-2-1, his leg explodes, and you immediately start behind the scenes expressing regret and frustration for signing the deal in the first place. That's what I don't get. I just think the Niners really lacked courage last offseason because they were coming off of the Super Bowl, and they just did not want to upset the apple cart, and it really bit them in the you-know-what.
Well, they made a multitude of mistakes because there were trades that were out there for Brandon Ayuk, but they didn't pull the trigger on these trades, and Pittsburgh was hot after him repeatedly, and you didn't deal him. And so you ended up giving him more money than you would have if you would have signed him in March, and okay, fine. You brought in Ayuk, and you gave him big money. Fine. You reworked Debo's deal to where you owe him a big bonus here in March, and you know, Debo had a little bit of a down year, the whole team did, and now you're going to move off of Debo. You have Ayuk, who got hurt, not your fault. You've got Debo, who you reworked his deal, so now you owe him a lot of money, and the dead cap is more than $30 million, and now you're going to trade him? And you and I talked about it last year, about this time, where most likely this upcoming season you weren't going to have both. So how do you want to do that? Well, you did it, to me, in, like you're saying, in completely the wrong way, because you're not going to have both, and you traded Debo, and you got a fifth-round pick back. And now you're paying Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year, and he can't play.
Yeah.
So you screwed up both ends of it.
No doubt. There's no doubt. And so the offseason, to me, gets more fascinating on two fronts. Clearly, the 49ers, when you hear John Lynch talk about cash flow and you watch them trade Debo Samuel for a fifth-round pick and hear reports that they are listening to offers on Ayuk, the 49ers are ready to eat a few here. They're ready to take it on the chin as far as a reboot. However, all of this is happening alongside Brock Purdy negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's so challenging, I think. The biggest challenge for me for the 49ers this offseason is the fact that they're ready to eat some humble pie, they're ready to reboot, but they're also ready to stop losing deals. Because it looks like they definitely lost the Ayuk one, and they may have lost the Bosa one as well, and they don't want to keep losing deals, and then, poof, now here's your quarterback.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose the deal, but let me tell you something right now, I'd rather lose the deal than have this last all summer long and have everybody arguing again when it comes to August, because it ruined last season and I don't want it to ruin next season.
And it would ruin it even worse if it's your quarterback, because the quarterback is the guy who absolutely is more important than any other player on your team. So you can't lose the deal and have it drag into the summer where he's not going to show up to voluntary workouts and mini camps and OTAs because you're trying to grind him for every last penny. And I'll add this, they also lost the Debo deal because you reworked his contract and then you ended up trading him anyway. You would have been better off trading him last year and not giving him a reworked contract and just taking the hit back then and just going all in on Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I don't know that the reworking, and like I know we're all trying to learn on the fly constantly whenever there's anything financial in the NFL, and so I don't want to spend too much time trying to explain it over the radio because I'm no expert on it either. I don't think the reworking ends up really biting them in the butt all that much. And this cap hit that everyone's worried about was going to happen anyway. It was just going to happen over 2 years, and now it happens this year, and they got a bunch of cap space. So again, I hear you. I don't know if it bites them, but it did create more cash flow that they're now saying they would like to lessen. So I'm with you. The bottom line on this is that I think there were a lot of things that got messed up last summer, and some we knew about as they were happening, and some we didn't. And so, yeah, there's a lot of rebooting to do, but I go back to my original point. It's jarring. You can sit here and say all you want, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But until it happens, I don't think it really fully hits you. And the fact that Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
Boombox.
He's a commander.
Yeah.
Gone.
Boombox guy.
Right.
Is not on the team anymore. I don't know, man. It feels like, I don't know if I want to use the phrase new era, But it's going to be a different ball game around 49er camp starting this fall.
Yeah, it will be. But I think that the way this past year went makes it a little bit easier for fans to stomach it, because he did not have a perfect year by any stretch. He had a little bit of a down year, and he fought with the long snapper and the kicker. And, yeah, you know, he had moments that were less than glowing. And so I think that more and more fans are okay with the reality that he's going to be moving on to another team.